What are you here to talk about today, Jason?
In a word, Faith, cults.
Mm.
Many have been seduced by their promises of a better life, greater spiritual awareness, or, at the very least, a free pair of Nikes.
Sure.
Lately, though, I don't know if you're with me, but watching the news, things are completely getting out of control with cults.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That polygamous Texas group where the girls were being married and impregnated.
Yeah, and that borderline psychopath in Texas or in New Mexico who was arrested for, like, claiming he was Jesus and molesting 12-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Pretty outstanding. But while those stories are crazy, I'm here to talk about a completely different set of cult people.
What set?
Okay, I'll give you some hints here. They are the followers of a charismatic leader who are planning on building not just a compound faith, but an actual town full of this leader's followers. And they recently threatened the life of Nevada State Senator Bob Beers of Las Vegas faith. Do you give up?
Yes, totally.
Okay, they are the cult of Ron Paul.
Candidate Ron Paul?
You almost said presidential nominee because that is your dream world. Yes. Former insane presidential nominee, or I just said it now, candidate Ron Paul. A town is being built in western Texas called, are you ready for this, Paulville.
No.
Yes, and only Ron Paul supporters will get to live there. Here's Paulville creator Jason Ebacher.
What would make people really want to give up their jobs and move to Paulville? freedom and liberty. You know, it would have to be, it can't be a town. It has to be privately held because then you can control who can and can't come into it. So somebody, you know, let's say somebody comes in that's a, you know, total socialist and wants to come in and rock the boat. You can say, no, this is privately held. You can't come in.
Why are they doing this? Sounds like a Dr. Seuss, Paulville.
Well, here's the thing. Ron Paul supporters in this country now are like rodeo clowns. When people see them, they instinctually want to beat them. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So they need a place to gather. And I think that's what's going on here. And you know what? To be fair, why shouldn't all voters have this? Why not give the followers of Tommy Tancredo a walled-in compound that they can pretend is the U.S. border and fight immigrants off? And by immigrants, I mean like U.S. postal workers, the normal people who would show up to that walled city.
Wait, I got one. I think there should be a tiny, tiny little town of Kucinich supporters and all their super hot wives.
Yes, and Oompa Loompas could live there as well. And hell, why not give Mike Gravel supporters a shantytown of their own to live in?
Why a shantytown?
Oh, well, it's well-known, Faith, that Mike Gravel's base is hobos and drifters.
No, Jason, is this for real? Is there really a Paulville that's in the works?
Super question. Yeah, no, there absolutely is. There's websites in support of it.
Do you
absolutely
think this will happen?
That's the big question. And as far as I'm concerned, at the end of the day, we have to admit cults work, right? For a time. What we can assume is that, yes, Paulville will be built, and then one of two things will happen, basically. Either they'll all commit mass suicide, fingers crossed.
You're horrible.
Or the U.S. government will become alarmed at something they're doing, for example, washing the body of Ron Paul in the blood of 100 virgins.
Ew, Jason!
Wait, but that will happen,
no,
mark my words, at which point the U.S. government will storm the town Waco style, burn it to the ground. Either way, this doesn't end well for them. Pretty good for us, though. So is this a win-win for America?
No.
Am I right?
No.
You know what? Here's an aside. The mistake they always make, these cults, right, is they involve virgins. Because when people hear that, they freak out. People don't like cult leaders defiling virgins. That's why when I have my cult, my compound, only easy ladies. Harlots. Tramps.
I hate you.
So, if you're interested in joining my cult, ladies, go to morefairgame.org and sign up. Include an essay about how easy you are.
Jason, go.
And a picture.
Go.